Good afternoon, Columbus. And here it is, Wednesday. Oh my goodness, look at that date. It's June 18th. And amazingly enough, we all know what's going to happen in the next 9 days, and it's called ComFest. And my goodness, you know, it's almost like waiting for that holiday in December. Anyway, today, what's going to happen? I have something that I want to share with everyone, something that happened, maybe a year ago. And honestly, it just didn't get the right press. It got some press. Excuse me, it got some press, but not really good press. The press that I was looking at was more from a positive aspect, and about the only thing that I saw that came through was someone attempting to vilify or cast this person as a pariah. So, without further ado, allow me to read, and I'm going to quote. They're standing on the corner and they can't speak English. I can't even talk the way these people talk. Why you ain't? Where you is? What he drive? What he stay? Where he stay? Where he work? Who you be? And I blame the kid until I heard the mother talk, and then I heard the father talk. Everybody knows it's important to speak English except these knuckleheads. You can't be a doctor with that kind of crap coming out of your mouth. In fact, you will never get any kind of a job making a decent living. People marched and were hit in the face with rocks to get an education, and now we've got these knuckleheads walking around. The lower economic people are not holding up their end in this deal. These people are not parenting. They're buying things for kids. $500 sneakers for what? And they won't spend $200 for Hooked on Phonics. I am talking about these people who cry when their son is standing there in an orange suit. Where were you when he was 2? Where were you when he was 12? Where were you when he was 18? And how come you didn't know that he had a pistol? And where's the father? Or who is his father? People putting their clothes on backwards. Isn't that a sign of something gone wrong? People with their hats on backward, pants down around. Isn't that a sign of something? Or are you waiting for Jesus to pull your pants up? Isn't it a sign of something when she has her dress all the way up and got all type of needles and piercings going through her body? What part of Africa did this come from? We are not Africans. Those people are not Africans. They don't know a thing about Africa. With names like Shaniqua, Taliqua, and Mohammed, and all of that, and all of them are in jail. Brown or black versus the Board of Education is no longer the whites' problem. We have got to take the neighborhood back. People used to be ashamed. Today a woman has 8 children with 8 different husbands, or men, or whatever you call them now. We have millionaire football players who cannot read. We have million-dollar basketball players who can't write 2 paragraphs. We, as black folks, have to do a better job. Someone working at Walmart with 7 kids, you are hurting us. We have to start holding each other to a higher standard. And that ends the quote from Dr. William Henry Bill Cosby Jr. And the reason I read that is from the standpoint, it's summertime. We have curfews going on, and all of a sudden, one group in one demographic area saying, oh, well, you're targeting us. Well, excuse me. How many kids have you seen wearing long white t-shirts and blue jeans? And pretty much, if you didn't glance twice, they all look alike. You would think in 2008 that people would have more respect. I can recall 1964, 1965, 1966. I can remember the civil rights demonstrations. I can even remember the first time I was on a bus, and I grew up in Connecticut, and the bus driver told my mom he wasn't going to put the bus in motion until I sat in the back with her. I didn't understand what was going on, but to this day, I still believe in the rights of all human beings, and what it seems like that the rights of human beings are no longer thought about. You know, it's all about me and how can me do better? Well, you're not doing better. Case in point, I was at my stepson's graduation earlier this month. He graduated from Fort Hays Metropolitan. Yeah, he was an honor student. He finished with 3.934, which I thought was very, very impressive, because here was a kid who has cerebral palsy. He also suffered a severe head injury when he was about 8-9 years old, and he was in a coma for about 6 days. Nonetheless, he was told that he would never be able to learn the same way that he learned before. Well, I guess he proved them wrong, because his first 2 years at Fort Hays, he actually took a language, and it was Italian, and he did very, very well. Nonetheless, after that, he just went on to do what he wanted to do. And amazingly, I was so proud of him graduating honors from the Southeast Career Center, honors at Fort Hays Metropolitan. And so we were there for his graduation. And when everyone was asked to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and the National Anthem, I looked around the room and I thought, you've got to be kidding me. Because all of a sudden, here were half the people standing, not removing their hats because they had it cocked to the side and a do-rag underneath. And then I look over and I see this young woman playing Tetris on her phone. And I said, you know, you could stand for this. You see, the point I'm making here is this. I'm a veteran. I've had Mark Hartford, who's a Vietnam vet. I've had him on my program. We've talked about the Winter Soldier, and we've talked about a number of different things, even off the air, concerning just respect. Granted, not everyone has the same feeling about America, and that's fine. But you know, the bottom line, you could have stood, and if you didn't want to put your hand on your heart, that's your business. Even if you want to turn your back to all that, that would have been fine too. But to just sit there and be so disrespectful. Years ago, I can recall playing outside. If you made a mistake and all of a sudden someone said, I'm telling your mother, you were standing there with tears in your eyes thinking, oh, no, because we all know what was going to happen. Once mom found out, then it was on. So believe it or not, it was always a matter of respect because you knew what was going to happen. You know, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Smith, Mrs. Brown, she would have said, yeah, you know, so-and-so was just being disrespectful and, you know, what that little boy needs is a spanking. Well, since then, times have changed and people don't do the corporal punishment thing much anymore. But I can tell you this. Yeah, I got spanked. And I think I turned out pretty well. I think I'm a pretty good stand-up citizen. And with all that, let's look at where we're going and what we're doing. It's time to wake up and smell the coffee. It's time to wake up and smell the roses. It's just time to wake up. And I find it disturbing when there's a group of people that can't seem to get their act together. And here it is, 40 years after civil rights, and everyone's still pleading about what's going on wrong. Well, you might want to look at yourself. You know, think specifically, it's unfortunate that a young man was shot and killed a couple of weeks ago, but bottom line, he jumped out of a car, yelled at the officer, I have a gun. Excuse me, that's about the time you do that fire drill, stop, drop, and roll. Well, it's unfortunate because the young man was shot. Well, the family was standing down at City Hall talking about police brutality and a number of other different things. Well, believe it or not, had he not had a weapon or been where he was or doing what he was doing, then obviously this young man would be alive today. If nothing else, instead of him driving around with his buds, maybe his parents should have been driving him to the university. But you see, some things just aren't that important to other people, because if you don't hold them by the hand, they're not going to do it. Well, it's time to stop the hand-holding and get on with reality and start acting like a human being. Okay, so that's Dan's rant on Dan-O for Talk of the Town. But nonetheless, we're going to take a short break. And as a matter of fact, it's a short musical break. And I will be right back. And we'll get into some more stuff that's coming up and things that are happening around the city.
Maybe never thought that it might turn out this way.
Playing in the background, you're listening to Vanessa Rubin. Here's That Rainy Day from the New Horizons CD, which was printed back in 1997, and pretty much it's out of print at this point, but it's still a neat song. I enjoy it. So nonetheless, here you are with Dano with Talk of the Town. And we're going to have one more musical interlude, and this one is As It Is, Pat Metheny Group, Speaking of Now.
Thank you.
Matheny Group from the CD Speaking of Now. So you have Dana with you on 102.1, 98.3, your low power FM, just broadcasting here out of Clintonville. So amazingly, you know, that was before we went to the musical break, you know, that was pretty much my rant from my personal view. It's my opinion only and doesn't reflect anything about WCRS or the members of Simply Living. Nonetheless, as you know, this weekend we have a lot coming up. And as a matter of fact, Festival Latino is going on downtown. And also the Gahanna Creek Festival. Now, what you're going to have to understand about both of those, they don't want anyone bringing in any type of coolers or containers or anything like that. So, and also next weekend we have ComFest coming up, and it's pretty much going the same way too, that we're limiting the amount of coolers, you know, because it's not a beer blast, you know, and pretty much the open container law still applies. So yeah, you can get beer there, you know, get it in your ComFest mug, you know, bring your blanket, sit, chill, and just have a great time. And that's one of the cool things about ComFest, because we're almost there. It's almost here. And speaking of which, next week, June 25th, I will not be behind the microphone, because I will be down at Goodale Park assisting those getting the park cleaned up and marking the spots for the vendors. And oh my goodness, next week on Wednesday, that starts busy for me from now, or actually from then, June 25th, until June 30th. Because, hey, you got to show up and clean up on Monday, you know? I mean, it doesn't get clean by itself. We like to leave the park as good or better as we find it. And watching some of the people walk through and doing all that stuff, it's just really, really neat. I mean, it's a lot of fun. So if you don't get an opportunity to at least come down and volunteer on that Monday, if you're not doing anything, if you don't have to go to work, you know, maybe that's that day that you decide to, well, maybe take the day off because you had a great time that weekend. But nonetheless, it's always fun to do. It gives you that moment of volunteering, even if you didn't volunteer during the festival. And remember, you can still volunteer for the festival by calling 470-0011. That's 470-0011, and that's the ComFest Community Volunteer Line. Or you might want to check the website. So nonetheless, it's still an opportunity to be there. So, and even still, if you can't check the website or leave a phone number, you can always come down on the 27th, check out Volunteer Central, which is in, they call it Central Parkway. It leads right up to the shelter house. As soon as you hit Russell Street and go through the gate, you can easily go to Volunteer Central and go from there. And honestly, there's still stuff to do, you know, so whether it's cleanup, security, I don't even know about the food fairies, because they always need a bunch of folk too. So it's quite remarkable. So you can still get there and do something and have a great time. You know, one of the things I like to do is see how much I can volunteer and how many different T-shirts I can get. I think last year I wound up getting 5, and I'm attempting this year to get 7. So there are that many committees that need that much help. So whether you're sitting there at Volunteer Central assisting people checking in, or maybe you're doing barricade security, or even mellow security, anything, you know, or as we like to call it, safety and security, all those things are still available, and there are always spots for cleanup. And believe me, cleanup, my hat's off to those guys, because they do a lot of work in the small amount of time that they have. So when you see those cleanup guys, you know, don't throw stuff on the ground at them, you know, say, hey, good job, you know, keep up the good work. And you could be part of that crew too. So it's your choice. June 27th, June 28th, June 29th at Goodale Park, the Community Festival 2008. And it promises to be a great time. So I know there are a lot of bands that have already found out where they're going to be. And plus, the schedule hasn't made it up online yet, but I'm sure that's going to happen before the festival begins. So keep checking that website. And believe me, if the schedules do come out in the next week or so, A lot of people ask me here in the Clintonville area, hey, Dano, can you drop off some of those programs when you get them from ComFest? Hey, not a problem. I can do that. It may not be the same day that they come out, but it'll happen. And they're normally distributed neighborhood-wide at some of the establishments that you go to that you hear here on WCRS 102.1, 98.3. Okay, well, it looks like I'm coming up on my time. I got about, right about 2 minutes. So anyway, those two songs that I played, you know, I have to throw a shout out to my wife, because those are two songs that we like. Vanessa Rubin and Pat Metheny, one of our favorites. But it's always a lot of fun. And I also need to give a shout out to a friend of mine who's in the hospital. Bob, I hope you're feeling better. I don't know if you're lucid enough to be listening, but I do hope you're feeling better. And hopefully we'll see you up and standing. So nonetheless, that's about it. So as usual, I always have to give my shout outs for my local crew, specifically Zach Henkel. And you can always catch him on Friday with his own program, and it's called Cranksters. Then there's Marilyn Welker, Eugene Beer, our chief engineer, because without him, like I've always said, the only thing you'd hear is air. So this is Dano at 102.1, 98.3, your low power FM. And as a matter of fact, if I forgot anything, oh yeah, all the people at Simply Living, you know, they keep the temperature just right in this little room that we have here, and it's a lot of fun. So nonetheless, remember, next week I'll be down at ComFest helping set up, and I'll be back on July 2nd. As a matter of fact, my guest July 2nd is from the Knowledge is Power program, or the KIP Academy. So that should be rather fascinating. Okay, and with that, and this Wednesday, June 18th, 102.1, 98.3, WCRS, Low Power FM, Dano is out.